It's hard for anybody to find a job right now, and if you've spent time behind bars, it is even harder. But in California, where more than 130,000 people leave state prisons every year, a number of nonprofits are finding it makes good business sense to hire ex-cons. Rachel Miro of member station KQED in San Francisco reports.
Steve Sims has done hard time more than once.
I went to prison back in 1986. I went to prison for robbery, possession of cocaine and stuff. And I ended up going to prison, coming back home, going back to prison, couldn't find a job, so started back doing what was natural, going back out there selling dope and stuff.
It was a merry-go-round Sims found hard to exit.
Part-time jobs here and there, here and there.
Then one day, Sims stopped by a local recycling center to drop off some stuff, and it occurred to him to ask inside for an application.
The next day, I got hired.
That was nearly 10 years ago, and he's still at Tri-Sed Community Recycling in Union City, a quiet suburb of the San Francisco Bay Area. Sims didn't know it at the time, but he landed a job at a place that makes a point of hiring people looking for a second chance, or a third, or a fourth. 25% of the people who work at Tri-Sed have a record, or they're at risk of getting one. That's not by happenstance, says CEO Richard Valle, who co-founded Tri-Sed nearly 30 years ago.
What we tried to create here was an opportunity for people to get back on track.
That starts with jobs that pay $9 an hour, but the possibilities rise from there, all the way to union gigs with Teamsters Local 70. As far as Valle is concerned, every possible task is an employment opportunity.
We're in the business of creating jobs, and so any little job that we can find, whether it's janitorial service inside the office or cutting the grass out in front, we do in-house.
Not every employer is so thoughtful, in large part because ex-cons have so much trouble finding work. More than two-thirds in California return to prison, the worst recidivism rate in the nation. Goodwill Industries of San Francisco, San Mateo, and Marin has made hiring ex-cons part of its main focus. 51% of the employees have a felony conviction.
We take people's discarded and unwanted goods, and we take society's discarded and unwanted people.
President and CEO Deborah Alvarez-Rodriguez spoke at a recent employment forum in Oakland, a city with a lot of parolees and 17% unemployment.
We have to move from job training and entry-level employment to transforming lives and creating solutions to poverty. And we have to put the marketplace at the center of what we're doing.
Her comments resonated with Mike Hannigan, who runs a for-profit office supply company called Give Something Back. Hannigan says a lot more firms could make use of government programs that offer subsidies and tax credits to companies that hire and train ex-cons. But he says too many employers fear the prospect of onerous paperwork.
That's why it's important for the programs themselves to come to the companies and say, these resources can make your company more productive and at the same time use your company as an employment opportunity for somebody who may have some barriers that are overcomable, but they need some help to get there.
Give Something Back is taking advantage of federal stimulus money channeled through California's Welfare to Work program that covers 80% of pay and training costs. Hannigan is using the subsidy to train truckers now, so they're ready to roll when the economy picks up in California. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.